Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The first baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Cal McLish. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike De La Haas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. De La Haas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Smith reaches second base with a double. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike De La Haz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith juggles the ball. That's an error on Smith. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. De La Haz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a pop-up towards short. De La Haz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive towards short. De La Haz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kirkland hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso who is chasing the ball. Power reaches third base with a triple. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 0 for 1 in the game. DeLahaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 1 in the game. Pilarczyk takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin scores. Pilarczyk moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0 for 1 in the game. McLish bunts towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Pilarczyk moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Pilarczyk scores. Aparicio moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Robinson steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields the ball and throws to Perry covering. Safe. Aparicio scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Fox moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive towards first. Power reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Hale pinch hits for Jim Perry. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive towards third. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. De La Hoz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pilarczyk moves to second. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-1 in the game. McLish hits a fly ball towards right. Kirkland settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Kirkland. Pilarczyk scores. Aparicio moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte fields it and throws to second for the out. Aparicio scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-3, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. De La Hoz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McLish, and towards Aparicio, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2-for-2 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Kirkland hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, White Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-4, White Sox. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Delaha scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-2 in the game. McLish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Power hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Power reaches second base with a double. Mike Delahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delahaz is 0-for-2 in the game. Delahaz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Power scores. It's 9-5, White Sox. Don Dillard pinch hits for Bob Allen. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Delahaz moves to third. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Delahaz scores. Dillard moves to second. One out. It's 9-6, White Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dillard scores. It's 9-7, White Sox. Frank Bauman now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Francona moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Francona scores. It's 9-8, White Sox. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to second. Turk Lown now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Schaefernoth now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Delaha scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Schaefernoth covering, for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-4 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Delaha scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Al Smith now playing right field. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike De La Haz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. De La Haz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. De La Haz reaches second base with a double. Bob Niemann pinch hits for Joe Schaefer-Noth. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Mudcat Grant pinch runs for Bob Niemann. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards third. Esposito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Stigman now pitching. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. De La Haz fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stigman fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-4 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Phillips bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Francona moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 home runs and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Kirkland bunts towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. Francona moves to third. Phillips moves to second. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-4 in the game. Romano is walked intentionally. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 8. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.